Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Sofalus, but we are on Chof of the Days by the two dots. Now, yesterday we began the Indian of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and the Machlokes that we have between Rebbe and Rav Lozzer Reb Shimon, of course, talked about the Dinim of Dalit Kaihanim. What's that then of Dalit Kaihanim, the big Machlokes that we showed him there? But we have the Machlokes Rebbe and Rav Lozzer Reb Shimon, where Rebbe holds Lina Mayelis, Bekinish Yadayim Raglayim. He learned it out from a Pasuk, Begishtam, and Bevayam sort of qualifies that. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon learns the Ikar is Bevayam, and not every Gisha would be Mechayev. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon holds there's no din of Lina. And whether the lid of Lina is the Raisa or the Rabbanan, we had a Machlokes in this Abaye and Rava. Abaye said that the Psul Lina is going to be in the Rabbanan, and Rava held that it was going to be in the Raisa. And then the Gemara declared whether or not the Psul Lina applies by the Mayim itself. And the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, who holds that Lina is by Elis, by Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, the din by the Mayim is certainly going to be a din of Lina. Now, there, of course, is the obvious question that we have here is, right away, is, what's the difference between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon if you hold like a Baya that the whole din Lina is a Rabbanan? Means to be Deraisa, what do we say? There's no Machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon. It's Shailin and Rabbanan, so I shouldn't make enough Kabita the Gabi the Mayim. You're saying, according to Rebbe, the psul of the Mayim is avada than Lina. Why? Because of Shimon, it's not. Terence is because he holds it's a din Lina of the Adayim. But Abai holds it that then it's only a Drabbanan. Why should that Drabbanan? Why is that Begala that the psul Lina? So obviously what we're talking about over here is that the whole Havada and whether there can be a Drabbanan is all enough can be that how we understand the whole din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Rablein Malin Zechet Tzadik Livracha is that, learns it as a, well, that's a Chakira that we have, and I think we have other Rayas to this also. We'll have to see more Rayas, but the emes is that for the very fact that there isn't a Lina, and I think we'll see clearly coming up also, I think we have other rayas also besides the ones that he brings. And that is that the din, we can clear a fundamental clear in the din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. We know that the din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, if a Kayan does it, he's Kayan Misa al Stapsul of Zaris. So what does Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim do? It's Matshir the Kayan, that now the Kayan is ready to go and do the Avaida. Has nothing to do maybe with the Avaida. What does it do? It's like Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna, Kapashka's Big Day Kahuna. They really like Big Day Kahuna. He's a tool of Zaris, and it sets him up and gives him a certain Kedusha. Now, because he has Kedusha, he's ready to go and do the Shavers. It's also Shavers. The Kedusha Daibrak Live has to stand up. He has to be wearing Big Day Kahuna, like we said. And it sets him up. It's a din in the Gavra. Oh, man, that it's about Shir Nikayim to go do the Avaida. It has nothing to do with the Avaida per se. Or maybe it's not like that. The din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim Avada, there's going to be a din inside the Gavra. He's going to be Chayim Misa, of course. But the din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is a din that Bechetz of the Avaida is Bechayim Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim by the one that does it. Not because it has to set him up necessarily, it's a Chayim Gavra. But it's because of the din that the Avaida is Mechayim, that the Avaida of others is Mechayim, the din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. We brought another riot to this. If you don't say like that, it's going to be a Pella from the Gemara by Parah by the Shrafin, remember. We brought, that was a riot we brought even yesterday. We had the Kasha by Daf Kuf Dalit. In Kuf Dalit, the Gemara brings by Parah by the Shrafin. Maybe there's no din Lina at all. Why? Because the din of Lina, in order to have a din Lina, you need either Achilas Adam, or the Basar, or achilas mizbeach. By parav anisrafim, by the busser, you don't have that. So the Gemara says, maybe there's no dinlinim on the busser. Maybe there's dinlinim, they were, yeah, the dam, yeah. But not the body of the thing that's saying it's called chuslabach, and then you burn it. Or parav anisrafim. So the Gemara says, over there there's no dinlinim. And therefore there's no dinlinim. What we wanted to know is, over here by the Mayim of the Mekir, we even brought the Gushalmi and Saita, but let's say when the Saita drinks the water, where does the water come from?
Kier.
That's from the Kier. And what it says, let's say they left the water in the Kier overnight, will it become possible Lina because of that Kedushas Klisharis? No. There's no Din Lina. Why? Because there's no Achilas Mizbeach. There's no Achilas Adam and there's no Achilas Mizbeach. Over here, the water of the Kiyar that's being used for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, so what? So it's used for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. There's no Achila in it. There's no Avay, there is no Achila that, in the water. What is going on over here? The water of the Kiyar, there's no Achila Smizbeach, there's no Achila Sodom. You have to tell me the Kadim Tzulina. What we see over here, the Chaira, is that it is considered like it's achila, unless achila. Because the fact that there's water in the kiyar, what's mechayim, the water in the kiyar and the kedusha? It's because of the fact that it's meshach shayat and the avayda. It's the thing that's setting it up and it's making possible the achilas adam and the achilas mizbeach of the mizbeach. And therefore you treat it not like parabat israfim. Rabbi Shlomo has nothing to do with achila at all. Here, it's setting up the hachada for the achilas mizbeach, and therefore you look at it like there is achilas mizbeach. If the mechayim is merely a chayvas gavra to set him up, what's it have to do with anything? The mechayim is only a chayvas gavra. What does it have to do with the din of lina? Why is it any better than parabat shrafim? I think that's a raya that we have to this also. We have another raya. Because the Gemara even had a havamina to buy a bone, you need Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. The Gemara, don't you see from over there, with the fact that there's a din to buy a bone, even over there, a czar is good. Why would there be a din of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? It certainly can't be a chaymas gavra. What's a chaymas gavra? You could have a czar doing that by the bone. But after it became, it's going to need Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Why? Because Avaida is Bava, the Avaida itself is the thing that's Mechayim. Mechayim Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And I think, Lanius 90, we even have a Raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. Here, Baruch David. Here it is. Right here, Baruch David. Here, the Raya that we just brought.
I like the Raya, you mean the Raya from Bama? Bama says a very interesting
Raya. Bama, you have a Raya from Bama. There, it's not, Azar is good.
Azar is good, so Azar shouldn't require.
Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, without a special meal. There'll still be a din. It's a Raya that the Abayin is what's behind. And I think we have a Raya to this from Moshe Rabbeinu. By the Shibitzi Mehem Miluim,
Ravashi says
that Rabbeinu had to wear the Chaluk Lavan. He could not wear a big naked, he wasn't the Kayan.
But
he did Kiddush tells the Moshe Rabbeinu, have Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? What do we have? The four Kahanim. We learned out from whom? Moshe, Aaron, Uvonav. What's Moshe Rabbeinu doing with Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? If there was nothing being Tekuniki, he wasn't a Kayim. The Torah says the Avaida is Mechayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was not a Kayim, but he's doing an Avaida, the Avaida is going to be Mechayim. Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. It's Moshe Shaya to that.
That's a very good one.
There could be a did lina. That's how Rebbe learns. That's why there's a did lina by it. If there could be dinam of lina by Karbonis, the din of lina by the Mekir, that's why there could be a din of lina by the Mekir. Now the Shaila is, what about Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon? Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon holds the lina. What is the lumdus over there according to him? We'll leave that for the time being. The body was an anomaly, but still, you can't learn. No, it is a Raya. I like the Raya. It is a Raya. I think it is a Raya. All right, good. Okay. No. I hear what you're saying. I respect your opinion, but I don't think it's right. I think, you're not going to say it's a Nudin Kiddush. Maybe it's him to Nudin Kiddush. No, that's not fair. Pastors, you wouldn't say like that. But what we're having over here, Chaf Amid Beis, by the two dots, that's where we are now.
And also, Rebbe, the Rebbe Ela by the Kiyar, I asked this to Rebbe a few times. Is there Me'ila by the May Kiyar? Because the Gemara says that if she's Maida, they throw it out.
Me'ila. It gets Kedushas Aguf.
That's going to depend on what Rebbe is saying.
Yeah, but it's, we even asked yesterday when we were the Kashif, the Rav.
A lot, yeah.
When they Mashakeh it in the pulley.
Yeah.
At that point, if you hold where, so it's not on in the Azara anymore. If you learn like Shitas HaRabbam, that the mitzvah of Bidei Beis HaMikdash involves the Kalim, comes out every night when they lower it down into the Mayan. Yeah, it'd be mefatul the mitzvah of Bidei Beis HaMikdash. How'd they do that?
Well, according to Rambam, there was no pulley. Because Rambam disagrees with Rashi.
By the Mukhti, that Ben Cotton did by the Mukhti.
They
lowered it down for the Hashokin.
Only according to Rashi, according to Rambam.
It's not in the Mikdash.
So no, Rebbe pointed this out to me a long time ago. According to Rambam, there's no Mukhti. The Mukhti is just, it was a reservoir of water. They did not lower it. Because was in Mukhti's base up here.
That's the same type of problem we have by the Shulchan. By the Rekalim. How do they pick it up? Alright, now the Gemara says, what about if he had Kiddush HaDai V'Raglayim and he went out of the Azara? He takes a lima lina, low pasla, even if you hold lina, it's not pasla, the low parish, because he wasn't parish from the Avaida. Aval Yitzia the parish. Asuche Bezach Daidei. It's called the Hesach Adas, the very fact that he went out. We take a look at Rashi. We see Rashi needs beer over here. Rashi learns, what's this thing about Yitzia? Yitzia Chusfa Azar Bahu Shetayo. Kiderev Shepoiso B'chol HaKotchim. Like, B'chol HaKotchim, by all Kotchim, Yitzia passes. Shekitchim B'klisharis. That they all become Pasa Miyaitse. No, it has nothing to do with Hesach Adas. That's the problem. So according to Rashi, what's it have to do with Hesach Adas? Taismis comes, and he argues, and he says, it comes to prove the Tais that we brought, the Taismis, in numerous places, that in order for it to be a Psul Yaitse, just because something has Kiddush Kli does not mean it becomes Pasa Miyaitse. For example, a regular kibitz, let's say you put a mincha on the bisa. You have a mincha that's before the kibitza, you go and you take it out of the azara. It's not right for our prava yet. If it's not right for our prava, even if it has kedushas haguf, you bring it out, it's not possible yitzay. A mincha's kaihanim, yeah, because it's right, it's not mechusar kibitza. But if you have regular things, like a regular mincha, it's not going to become pasul b'yaitzei. Taisvitz holds that if you just have it, water it and flee, and it got kedushas haguf, it's not right to become pasul b'yaitzei. The only reason why over here, the Gemara is clarifying the suffix is only because of Hesach Hadas. And Rashi Baisnais argues, but shows how Rashi learned the Gemara. The Gemara says Hesach Hadas. So what's Rashi saying over here? Taisvis, I like the long Taisvis over here, where Taisvis comes to explain that, first of all, the different places where we find, according where Yaitse is not going to be possible, Taisvis even holds that there are certain ways that Lina, in order for Lina to possible, has to be certain things. But Taisvis over here, the main point of the Taisvis over here is, stop, a psul yaitse does not happen by every time when it's going to be kedushas haguf. Place lights over here. It's only al hesach hadas. What the Gemara says? According to Rashi, what's the Gemara saying hesach hadas? What's it have to do with hesach hadas? Rashi saying it's because psul yaitse, it's a regular din yaitse. Gemara says nachamo. Eat tinsel leiba lina leipas la de lo parish. Ava yitzia the parish. Suchayay mesach daite. Would seem to be, l'chaira, the two reasons according to Rashi. First, the Gemara starts out by saying, Yitziyim al-Shatal b'kiddushat ayim v'raglayim. Okay. It's a shiloh of the way of the Redina b'yaytzeh. Now he says, Im titzel leimar, that you'll say there, there's another reason over here why it should work, even if that lobness does not apply. Why? As a hadas.
The first point.
You, you read it, will it possible? Okay. So now why will it possible? Let pass out some silly yaytzeh. That is poshet that this would also possibly be. Yeah. Similar to what you're saying. In other words, he's saying, like my shit is going to say, if Lina is going to possibly, we should assume that Yaitse is no different. But even if it's a lie, but that's not true, there's another reason. That's the way I'm saying it also. Toshiba, Kiddush Yadav Haraglov, Benit Ma'u. Let's say it's Mekadosh Kiddush Yadav Haraglov. Then Nikmu, Bak Bilad, what's Nikmu? The Nikmu, but when it says, the Nikmu Hayadayim, the hands became Tabe, the Dama Rashi Shetu Masaminatayra, where it's a Tuba Drabadin, where it's Matabe Sayadayim. All the Dinim that we have where it's Tuba Sayadayim. See later on, the Dinim Tuba Sayadayim, the Mignish. But the Gemara is saying over here, Kiddush Yadav Haragla, the Nikmu, Bak Bilad, your Matbul, which are the hands. You don't have to make Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Yatsu. Let's say you went out. Yatsu, the hands. How did the hands go out? You stretched them out. Yatsu. Harei hei b'kdushasa. They remain with their Kedusha. Yatsu. Therefore, L'chaira, what do we say? Yatsu. Harei b'kdushasa. Doesn't that tell you that it does not possible? So the Gemara, Yossi Anulakami Vailan, I'm not adjusted, with the hands sticking them out, that will not create them so. Kikami Vailan, where will the Shaila be? Only Yatsu Kagufo Mai. Where is that? Is that Heshechadas? Or is it not Heshechadas? Like Rashi says, Yatsu Yodov. There it's different. Mai, what's the din again that we have over here? Toshima. Shelo rachutz yodayim v'raglayim. Here we have him. He's not rachutz. He doesn't have kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. Mekadosh miklisharis bifnim. What does he have to do? He's mekadosh with the klisharis, preferably usually from the kiyur. Not from the kiyur. You use it from some other klisharis. Mekadosh miklisharis bifnim. Kiddush miklisharis b'chutz. There's a din of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Let's say it's mekadoshit chutz de'azara. Oh, miklichol bifnim. Or he even did it bifnim, but he did it miklichol, not with a klisharis. Oh, shetoval b'mei mara. Let's say he even did it in a mei mara. Yomad, and he did the avayna of an asam sula. It's possible. Why? Because it's not a legitimate kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Time of the Kiddush, Miklisharis, Bechutz. Bash about what? It's only because he did an illegitimate Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Oh, Kiddush, Bifnim. Piyotza. I'm an Osak Shaver. However, let's say it was Mekadosh Bifnim, and he went out. Bash about that, it's over. Not be absurd. It's only because he did the actual Kiddush Bechutz. But if he did the Kiddush Bifnim, and he went out, it's Bash about that, it would not be possible. Echidobi. So the Apik Yadav Levar, maybe it's not. The only, we're talking where, why, you know why it would not possible. So the Apik Yadav Levar, because he was mapping his hands, Levar, Mekidesh, and he was Mekadesh, that's the reason it would not possible, you're right. But Enechanami, Abu Yotzer called Gufo, Tivailach. We don't know. So what is the din? Does it possible or not? Toshaba. Yotzah chutz lemachitzas chaybeso azara. Im lishais, tell tefillah. The person went out of the machitzas of the azara. If he went to stay there, to be shaya there.
Oh.
Yeah, tell tefillah. But to get back and do the abayit, he needs tefillah. Im lefishah, if it's only a very temporary short time, tov kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Amar leh, so you see, din hacham by yaskin, and you know what we're talking about? Even if it's a short time, What happens? He needs Kiddush Yadayim Ragla'ayim. Goes out for 5 minutes. He needs Kiddush Yadayim Ragla'ayim. No, he doesn't. We're talking about Shiyotzim Hosech Raglov. Lahatobayim. He went out to be Yosef Trachov for Beis HaKisei. He goes out, so what happens? The person goes to the Beis HaKisei, he needs a tefillah, if it's for G'dayim. For Tanim, he needs Kiddush Yadayim Ragla'ayim. Well, hey, the Henry Tani Lama, but think about what are you, that's Beferish. Separate din. Call up Mason Ravdol Tones, Vila, call up Atom, I'm telling Kiddush Yadayim Ragla'ayim. Tell me what about Farish, Hedda Harami. It's the same din. One was explained, the other one was not explained. If we take a look at the Rashi, see, but the Rashi that we have over here, see the Rashi, Mekadosh, Meklisharis, Bifnim. But Bila, Yatsu, Yadav, Shaishita, Lachutz, it will not pass. What is it then? Mekadosh, Meklisharis, he has to do it Bifnim. If he did it Lachutz, it doesn't work. If he did it Meklichol, it's possible. He did it b'tvel kamo b'maba b'mara. It's going to be possible. Rashi here says, look at the way the Rashi explains it. Mekadosh b'kli sharis, o kiyor, o kli sharis, or a kiyor, o kli sharis, acher. Like me, one or the other, either the regular kli sharis, the kiyor, or kli sharis. The marvina the kama b'shmaitin, kol kli sharis l'kiddush, because we know, like we have later on in the sugya, enough, the later on, Chabez, anything that's up will be able to work. Bifnim. Shahare, you have to do Bifnim. Why do you have to do it Bifnim? Why is it that you have to do the Avaida of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim Bifnim? Shahare, who flew lo makai bazara? Because the key are, was Nikva, as its Bakayim, is in the Azara. Why? Like it says, Nixit, but Asata is Hakiyar, in the place where it is. Where is it? It's always like I mentioned yesterday. It's in the southwest, Zard part, right in front of the Ulam. You come out of the Ulam, you turn right, that's where the Kiyar is supposed to be. Or the other klisharis that you're going to use, but it has to be in that place. It's in Makam Kavua, Pur the Kiyar. Shrei Hupu lo Makai Bazara, the Ksiv and Asata is Akiyar. The Hasab Ksiv, the Rachatsumi Menu. That's where it says. When it says the Rachatsumi Menu, it means that it has to be Dafkin from there. The Rachatsumi Menu tells us, Lechaira, where does the Kiyar have the kayach to be mekadosh for Kiddush Yadayim for Aglayim, to be machshir for Avaida. It has to be bimkayma. If it's not bimkayma, it's not going to be able to work. If it's not bimkayma, it won't work. It has to be there, where it's going to be, in the Azara. It has to be bimkayma. It can't go outside the Azara. Now, Eda Hanami, we would be able to clear, let's say like this, for example. We'd be able, by the kayma, oh, so now. Now, this is, of course, going to work, going to be.
Was it in the Makom Kiyar?
It could be. It could be in the Makom of the Kiyar. It doesn't matter. No. Even if that Mabashav is there, but it is in the Azara. But we're talking about being, outside the Azara. It doesn't mean it's going to pass if it was in the southern part of the northern part of the Azara. It doesn't mean that. But it means at least it has to be in the Azara. For example, again, we're talking, remember here, about the din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim B'chol Hashana. We're not talking about the din with Shalas, whether or not this din is going to apply in Yom Kippur also. This is already going to be told, like, my Sefer, I haven't got to think of the din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim B'chol Hashana. The Brisky Rav is Mechalik between one, is different where the din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim B'chol Hashana, the din Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in Yom Kippur. And, basically, that was the tefillah. But so, it doesn't have to be right there anyway. And besides, it is the house of Kiddush HaZara. It is Malakum Kaddish. The Brisker Rav learns that the whole Dedinim are completely different. And over here, so the Shailen is, well, Dedinim. For example, the din that you have to have a kid that's Kiddush, Dalit Gaihanim to be good for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. The Keaton Show Zov. Does that have that then?
I read it should. It should, because it's just at a din kiddush just somewhere else.
So again, if you hold that the din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol, it's the regular din, except you do give it the L'chvaydai, so you did some Kiddush Yadayim. But all of a din, let's say that the Mishum Sulshah, whatever the din, let's say there's a din that you have to pour it out as opposed to sticking your hands into it, like we said yesterday. Does that then apply by Yom Kippur also? Or it doesn't apply by Yom Kippur? The din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is a different din. That's what by Rechim. That we have over here also. Enough Kibinis, for example, like let me get it just a case because we don't have time to dwell on it. Let's say you would hold that, let's say a person standing in the Lishka that's Bnuyis Bechol Ubsuchas L'Kodesh. Bnuyis, it's standing Bechol, the Lishka, but it's opened up to the Azara. So, the Gabi Halachas of Avayda, it's no good. The Gabi Halachas of eating Basar Kutchi Kutchi, it is good. Now we have cases. Is it possible, I'd say, something goes possible, I'd say, the Dam goes over there. Does it possible? Does it not possible? Let's say, for example, he's standing in the Mokheim of a Lishka that are Benuyas Bechal and Psuchos L'Kodesh. And he did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Would that work or would it not work? You'd say it's not going to be possible. We could hear, that's A. And B, is there a difference between the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Chol Hashana and the Din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on Yom HaKippurim? Be enough Kamina. And that's going to be enough Kamina. What exactly is the Din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim here and there? But Rashi says, what's the reason that it has to be in the Azara? Because it's there. And that's where it has the Kayach. Does it have the Kayach where the hands are, Belishkis are, Benilius, Bechal, Psychos, Lakaitish? It's not going to be Kapasa Beyitzen. But it's not Mamish the Azara. You can't do Avaida there. So would he be able to make the Kaddish Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim there? Or would he not be able to? And even in Tzitz HaLoimer that he would not be able to. Would he be able to do so in Yom Kippur? He also, it's a no raya one way or the other.
The Rebbe's learning
to play Malkin Ba'asar, that means the Gansar. Yeah. But that's me, the Asar. One thing is borrowed. If the Kiyar is there at that Malkin, it doesn't mean that you can't do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the northern part of the Azara. That's a question. That part is a question. How do I know? Because it says that we have to open chutz and passes. What does it tell us over here? You can't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim b'chutz. What do you mean b'chutz? You can't do it even in the north. That part is partial. What it's telling you over here is it's Mokheim, the overall Mokheim, the general Mokheim is the Azara. Anyway, I think that's partial. I would think so. Yeah, it is partial. Yeah. But Lemaisa, what happened so far? We don't know. We're up in a quandary over here. We don't know what the din is. Now what? Let's see. Toshima. Para. Now we switch to para. What happens by para? A person goes and he does the avaida of Sreifas para. Okay. Para Rabchiyim bar Yosef Omar. He also needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Even though, remember, the whole avaida is not where? Not in Haramishcha. Not even in the Zara at all. Harazesim. The Kaddish Bikli Sharis Bifnim. Very difficult din. How could it make sense? But he does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim over there also Bifnim.
And then he goes to the
Haram Mishkan. Rabbi Yechonin Amar Afilu B'chutz. The Afilu Bikli Chol, Rabbi Yechonin knows. He can do any way you can. You want. Afilu B'Kiddush Yocharis. Even if it's not a Kli Charis. Even if it's not a klisharis, Amar Papa. Oh, so what do you see here?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So you can do. I'm gonna pop. What do you bring the raya from Pura? Shani Pura. I'm chabad sel b'chutz. Everything is done b'chutz. Yeah. Shani chabad sel b'chutz. Like possible, but you see, so over there, you see, it's not gonna pass. He hachi lamali the mikdash. He hachi lamali the mikdash. What do you mean, kiddush adur? Kein avodas p'nim. No, it's because he needs something that resembles avodas p'nim. And therefore, it doesn't have to be with the rigid halachas of kiddush, but it has to simulate the halachas of the kiddush. By the way, I'm not going to, again, I'm not going to elaborate. If when the Kohen Gadol did kiddush yadayim v'raglayim on Yom Kippur, remember, he went out into the, when he went out into the Ezra's Noshim for Kriyas HaTorah, was that, that should have been Bob Sick, he should do another Kiddush HaTorah Brak Laim if you'd see it passes. And he didn't. For whatever reason. Let's say you'd see it won't pass. One of the part of the Seder of Yom HaKippurim is, he goes out for Kriyas HaTorah into the Ezra's Noshim. Would that be Mavatl, the original Kiddush HaTorah Raglayim? We spoke about this Kasha, by the way. We mentioned this. I don't know what we talked about when we do the Avoda, or Numa, we did talk about this. All right, that's a Kasha. Ibailu, fragment of Kasha. Ibailu. Tuma, Ba'u Shetel, Kiddush HaTorah Raglayim. What about this? If he, the tuba, we'll see what kind of tuba we're talking about.
Did it resolve?
No, we don't resolve, we didn't resolve anything. Did Rabbi Yitzhak? No, we don't know. Eat pizza loibar. So far, at least not. Eat pizza loibar, Yitzhak, loipasla. Maybe the Abrachasi, the Yitzhak is not possible because the person is the same. The person is Chazi, is right. Abalahacha the Gavra lo chazi. Maybe it's even if you hold that you see it will not be a psul. Over here he can be Mesachdas. Odioma came in the Hunter Chazi. Or maybe since he's going to be Toivel and he's going to make himself right, Doc Lamasakdai, he's going to be careful not be Mesachdas. Okay. What Rashi say over here? What? Yeah, here is it. Bar v'yaitse alba light pasla yitzia. Talking about tuba. Kasoka daitach. See the Rashi. Kasoka daitach. That what it means that he became tummy. Nitu yada v'loy gufo. His hands became tummy, but not his guf. In tiksa lari yitzia light pasla hasamu shenigavra chazi l'amzer. Likadis lo mesach daitim lo misun kiddush mesach hadas. Oh, Dilma, came in the Hadar Chazi, Ayadei HaTvila, Dukle, Medaktek, Vikidushin. He's gonna be careful, Menizah, Meliga, Yadav, Medavar Tiduf, Velo Masech Daite. The Pachidush and Rashi, what's his thing with the Dav? What's Mechayev? It's Mechayev because he's gonna touch something dirty. Yeah, I would say, like, I would have said, like my Shanissan is saying, maybe stop spaced out. He got involved with a Rajma or something. He's saying, well, he was thinking of the Rajma. Yeah, he says the Yankees. I wouldn't say the Yankees. So, all right. But Rashi doesn't say any of that. Rashi doesn't say the Saku and the Rajma. Rashi doesn't say he's going to be digressive and he's going to be thinking about the Yankees or something. Rashi says it's going to be Mesiach Das and he's going to touch a Dover Matunas.
But he's tummy already.
He's tummy. But so what?
So this is
tummy. This is not a dumb, something unclean, not dirt, not tummy. Yeah, this is. Rashi says, "Oh, that's what it, that he can't be counted on to preserve the kedusha, the sanctity of the hands. It has to be clean." So Rashi's saying, Wait. So with the Bible, we're thinking about this. The hands became tummy, we know them. So the Gemara now says what? Oh, deal, what came in the Hanachazi and said, Toshima! Kiddush Yodah Viragla, Vinit Ma'u, Mat Bilan, Yet Sarach Lekadish. He does not have to do Kiddush. Neat, Zotah Gemara, you're right. Neat Mil Yodah Loka Mivailon. Avade, you're right. When the hands became Tabe, Enochadabi, Lomi Vailon. Kikami Vailon, Neat Makal Gulfa. But we're talking where his whole goof became Tomei. He touched the sherets. Not he touched something dirty, maybe, but he touched the sherets. Whole goof on tape, the clay came in the boil of Elman Harav Shemesh. What do you mean there? He certainly is going to need a new Kiddush Yodah Brach Lion. Let's look at the time span that he's going to have to not be able to do it. He's a whole day for Harav Shemesh. He's Mekadesh, Mekulisharis, Mifnim, and he goes out. From Yechre Nomer, Afilu Bechutz, Afilu Beklicho, Afilu Bekidesh Alcheres. But we have, now, this really should add, there's a din that we have. There's a clause that we have that there's no din of Tumas Yodayim Bemigdash. But a person that we should really add this point. When we talk about the din of the, that they were Metame the hands of the Migdash, the hands, the Rabbanan Dikin did, in the Migdash, there was no dinner to Monsieur Daim. So we have to say what the case over here is going to be anyway. What's the case that we have? Pepe the Gash over here, what happened to dinner to Monsieur Daim? To Monsieur Daim, is it Mesa Das or is it not Hesa Das? What if it is not? No, to Monsieur Daim, the Migdash. State.
What?
Yeah, the Rabbanan they dispensed with in the Migdash. Person, let's say, touch this. Why don't you touch the Kisvei Kodesh? Pigol and Nicer. Take the same thing. He touched Pigol, he touched Nicer. He touched Kisvei Kodesh, things that are Metameis Ayodayim. And he did it in the Migdash. There's no Tumas Yodayim in the Migdash. He did it after, outside the Migdash. He's Tumas. In the Migdash, it's not. So what's the case here anyway? No. It's a special thing without Aishwas Migdash. But the emphasis is what we have over here is.
That's
a sheretz. A sheretz, but Tommy the Gulf, that's not a Drabbanan, that's a Dereisa. The Migdash Tommy, then we have a clear on what it means, ain't Tumas Yadayim in the Migdash. It's a very sadistic, what does it mean, there's no Tumas Yadayim? Does it mean that when a person touches Tumas Yadayim in the Migdash, he does not become Tommy? There's no Chalais Tuma. Let's say, for example, he was Tamei Tumas Yadayim before he went into the Migdash. Is the Migdash Matar like a mikveh? You're a Tamei before. Once he got into the Migdash, magic. There's no Tumah anymore in the Yadayim. Migdash Tamei brings about the Raya from a Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi that clears a Suffolk where a person, a Kayan, has Tumas Yadayim whether the Tzitz is Meratza. Shalmi and Yuma. Now we know that the tzitz cannot be meratze or tumas aguf.
Oh, yeah.
But Rav David, I see you're very tired.
It's okay. I'm listening very intently. One of the answers that they give is that.
Wait. So let's say, okay. So it says, the Rishalmi, so they are fragment of the Rishalmi. What is the case? There's no din of Ritzoy tzitz or tumas aguf. What's your Rishalmi asking about whether or not there's Tumas, if the Tzitz is Meratza or Tumas Yadayim? How can it be Meratza? There's no, it's a fragment of Kashi. There's no Tumas Yadayim anyway in the Migdash. How is the Tzitz going to be Meratza? Right? Well, as a subject, Rishalmi has a subject because normally the Tzitz is not Meratza for Tumas Hakuf. They'll be here, so what's Rishalmi Shalom? There's no Tumas Yadayim. The Migdash Tavik comes and says, The case is, Avada, let's say he had Tomei Tumis Yadai before he went into the Mikdash. Now he goes into the Mikdash. What it means that there's no Tumis Yadai in the Mikdash is that he does not become Tomei Midrabbanan with Tumis Yadai in the Mikdash. But if he's Tomei from before, the Mikdash is not retiring. Therefore, that's a question when it says it's Meratz. By Yankabar, it's also going to be the same thing. But the Vaila, what? They don't have any right to anything. Rab Yechon and Amar Afilu Mechutz, Afilu Mechulichov, Afilu Mekidush Alcheres. Great thing, but for Hapara, the Tzboyim and Taminon Loi. What happens by Parah, we all know.
That's
Tzboyim. Yeah, that Tzboyim is kosher for Avodas Parah, therefore what do we do? Loi Tzvi Libet Shal Tzukim. For Parah, Tzboyim and Taminon Loi. The Snad, the Tzboyim and Taminon service of Parah. But Bila Nesil, Loi Tzvi Libet Shal Tzukim. Show you why, because they would say, "Mirabi Shem and Shai said Asas and Lafuki." Then we want him to do the Avodah Mitzvulayim. Shma Mina Alayim Pasla Ba Tuma. So then we see over there that Tuma does not passle. If you see that we are Betame, and then we're Shani Parahal the Mitzvulayim Lo Pasil Ba, because the Mitzvulayim does not passle. Therefore, we're making Lagabi this din too. So why is it that you the Kiddush Yadai Raglayim anyway? Only for its Kain of Ida. We really don't really resolve the whole thing.
I hear.
You're right, but okay, so that's what the Gemara really said before, right? Yibailu. Mal the Kaddish Yada Varagla Bikir. What's the din? To give the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim by sticking his hands into the Kiyar. Mashba's feet also. See the way Raj's jumping in. See the way Rashi said? Bikir, she yachlis Yada Varagla Visaychai. This creates a problem. If he's going to go into the Kiyar, he's going to go into the kiyar. It's going to be a chatzitza between his feet and the floor. How will he be able to do that? That's the question. What?
He showers himself.
So my shadisan is saying, and that's fine, possible. I don't know if it's mechalik, that when you have something which is a chatzitza that happens to be a klisharis, that will not necessarily serve as a chatzitza. Now, just to make it similar, let's say we had the psula of Yoshev. How do you know that Yoshev passes? When he's sitting down and doing the Avaida, he's wearing Bigday Kahuna, obviously. He's sitting down on his pants.
They roll up?
He's sitting down like he sits down. No, he's certainly, they can't be rolled up because that'll be him chusar begadim. So he's wearing the bigday kahuna in the proper way. When he's sitting down, aren't the pants going to be mafsik between him and the floor?
How does he put his hand into a beast and do a kavitsa?
Yes. Because the hand does not have anything else on it. No, we thought by Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, we wanted to know. If you hold that the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim goes to the elbow, let's say it goes to the elbow, and the cortic sinus goes all the way down to the wrist. So why is that not a problem? Yeah, similar type of thing. But thereby, Mincha is not going to be such a problem, because if it does it with his hand, that's not a problem. But there is one way to learn it, like Mashanis, and that is, maybe it's going to be Tolei Negumar and Yuma and Daf Nun Ches, whether or not a klisharis itself could serve as a chatzitza. There's a raya from Nun Ches of an Aleph by a Kli B'Sukli. Let's say a person's mekabel with a klisharis, that the klisharis is inside another klisharis. But it says over there, it won't be a problem. But Al Kabbalah, that's the thing that we have here. Odilma Afilu B'Soichai. Does it have to be dafka pouring out, or you can even stick your hand into the Kli? Amra Nachmei Tzaytoshaba. Now. That's no good, Meimara. Meikir. Doom you to Meimara. What did he do by the Memara? Stuck his hands in. That's no good.
No?
But let's say he stuck his hands into the Kiyar. So no. I need the Chiddush of Memara. Shalai Taimar, Kol Gufo Taimu Bahen. Yonam Araglav Lekoshkein. A special Chiddush. A Memara is able to serve as a mikveh. If it can serve as a mikveh, maybe it can serve like a Kiyar.
Why? Well,
from the yeah, but if I see it has such a kayach atara.
But it's not
from the
you're not, next time you're like, I'm talking the tarim. You're not coming there because there's tumut, that's not the problem.
I'm not bothered by that.
Why not?
I'm not. If they were saying, if you see that they're by a kayach I hear what's bothering you, it doesn't bother me. This doesn't bother me. The Gemara holds that if you have a koyach atara to be toivol, whatever if you have such a power that it has able to entire the whole gut mitaraisa. But there isn't it. It is. We look at it with gidrei tara. Yeah, we make machshavit lavoida. All right, I hear. Shmuel Aaron wants to know what the tushto is. He holds that's a whole different thing. Maybe he's right. Amr of Chiyam Bar Yosef. Now what? Now we have to pay attention over here, Rabbi Yosef. You have to hold the cup over here. Amr of Chiyam Bar Yosef. Yeah, you have to pay attention over here. No digressions. This is Rav Chiyam. Let's get reminded the names here also. Amr of Chiyam Bar Yosef. May Kiyar. Leave solid, the matirin, kibatirin. When we talk about a matir and a carbon, what's a matir and a carbon? You serve the dam. You do the kibitza. These are matirin. The kibitza is matir the shirayin. The dam is matir the also yeah. Everything. Every dam is matir. Yeah. In order for that to become puzzle, the dam or the kibitz, when does that become puzzle? However, you'll have Shkiyas Achama we'll have later on. Like the Dinim that we spoke about even on Yotif. When we talk about Dam becoming puzzle, the Kaivitz becoming puzzle, the Kaivitz becomes puzzle with Shkiyas Achama. What about the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, that water that's going to allow you to do the Kaivitz? The corner, the Kiddush is going to allow you to do the dab. Vis-a-vis, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that will allow you to do the Avaida of the Emurim tonight. If I'm going to go be Zayrek the dam, I can't do it after Shkiyas Achaba. If I'm going to be Makter Emurim from a carbon, I can do it a whole night. I could do it a whole day and a whole night. The Emurim of the carbon. Don't keep it in. You don't have to stop by Shkiyas Achama. There is no expiration by the Shkiyas Achama. You can do it till after the Shkiyas. You can do it at night. You can do it all night. And I'm doing Kiddush Yadayim. You have two people doing Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. One's doing it to allow him to do the Kaibitz. The other one is doing Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim to allow him to be Matpeh the Kaibitz. Something about it. What we could do over here is Gvaldik Echidish that we have here in this Gemara. The Gabi Dinim, even Avlina, the Gabi Kiddush Adai Braglayim. One will have a Kayach to do it till Shkia. I mean, Tchila Shkia. And the other one will have a Kayach when his Kiddush Adai Braglayim to do it all night. We have a bifurcated Kiddush Adai Braglayim. Amr of Chiyam Bar Yosef, Ki Bekir Nisolid Lamatirin, Kimatirin, Leivarim, Kevarim. That's from Chiyam Bar Yosef. Rab Chista Omar, Af Lamatirin, Eidif Solid, Ela Biyamud HaShachar. Ela, but that only becomes possible when the ultimate time limit comes, Biyamud HaShachar. Kevarim. When is it that you can't be back to the Avarim anymore? Can't be back to the Avarim anymore only at Amur HaShachar. Rabbi Yechanin Amar, when we had Mechim Bar Yosef, who is Michalek, We have Rav Chisda, who is matir everything. Very big gekula, Rav Chisda. Rav Yechanan Amar Kiyar came and said, Shakul Shumein Balehu. Rav Yechanan says, the Kiyar, once they put it down, you don't bring it back up. The Memra, the Lamed is Laila Nami Lachazi. Because you do it before the night. What happens again? What are you doing? You do it at night, you do it at the night. And the remember the Avedis Laila, if you're going to put it down, even for Avedis Laila, you are not going to be able to do it once you did it to not to allow the Kibitz to be done. But let's see what he means. Bahamar Avasi Amar Av Yechne, what do you mean? Mishmei Neliofa. Kiyar Shalai Shakul Mi Be'erev, Mikadosh Be'er Elavetis Laila, if you didn't put it down, what do? You didn't put it down into the Mayan. What do? Mikadosh Be'er Elavetis Laila. Lamachar, ain't no Mikadosh. Tomorrow you don't have to be Mikadosh. Now what does it mean? Mayedu Ma'alehu, Nabi Deka Omar. What does it mean you don't bring it back up? Elavetis Yayin. Lavaydus Yayim, you don't bring it back for Avaydus Yayim. You can do it for Avaydus Laila. You do it for Avaydus Laila, you don't have to bring it out for Avaydus Yayim. But Avaydus Laila Chazi. But Avaydus Laila, you can use it. Which means what? You can use it for Avaydus Laila. You can use it for the Avaydus Laila. You can use it for Avaydus Laila. Because what? Because the Avedis Laila does not become possible until the morning. So there's no reason to do it before, during the night to put it down. It's good in the first place to go use it for Avedis Laila. Not for Avedis Yayim, but you can do it for Avedis Laila. Like Rav Chia bar Yosef said, that there's a difference between the son of the Matirin, Levarim, Kevarim. By the way, don't we have a riot from over here, the Gabi, what the whole lumbness of Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim is? You see here, it's Meshach Shayach to the Avoda. As opposed to just being a Hesher for the Avoda's Koyin. What's Avoda's Koyin? What's it have to do with whether or not you're doing it for the Kibitz? You're doing it for the Avarim? You're doing it for the Dam? What difference does it make? The whole point of Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim is only to take you into Machshir for Avoda. What's it have to do over here? Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for the Eivarim. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for the Kibitz. It's a hechsher for the Avoda. That's the reason why we brought a riot from Bama. I mentioned that Reb Leib comes there, but he does. I think he brings this riot also, this riot. But he doesn't bring the riot that we brought the riot from Bama. He doesn't bring that.
Once he does it in the morning, why don't they have to keep redoing it?
He doesn't. What do you mean? You did it in the morning? Unless it says a chadas? No, he doesn't.
But it wasn't specific for each Avoda.
It was for the Avoda. No. Yeah, if he does it in the morning, he does it for the Avoda Siyayim.
He has to have in mind each particular
Avoda. No, but he means overall. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to mind every specific Avoda. But it means all the Avodas that are done during the day, that's what his, that's what it's all for. Avoda. That's what all of the Gisha. And the truth of the matter is, the way Jonathan is saying, maybe it all comes from the Gisha. What did Mara tell us? If you didn't have Bavayam, what did Rebbe say? If you didn't have Bavayam,
every single time.
I might have thought every act, every Avaida, every Gisha needs its own Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Exactly the way Jonathan is saying. And that's why I have the Bavayam. That I can look at the whole thing as one thing. But Eina Hanami, if there wouldn't be for Bavayim, I would have thought that every Avoda needs its own Gisha, own Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And even if you honestly have Bavayim, it means that if you're going to do Avoda three hours from now, this Kiddush you're doing for that also. Eina Hanami. Each Avoda needs its own Gisha. Well, if a Hachi had an Achim by Yosef, the nafkamina is only going to be exera of whether or not you have to be meshaket. Each one requires its own thing and its own psul. is only the gabi, whatever you're going to wind up using it for. The only machlokes between Rabbi Bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan. See the Rashi, the way Rashi tells us. That which he said, the Rabbi Yochanan. What does he mean when he says you're not milut? You know, not milut because of the psul of avaydus yain. Lo, can it get so kadaita? It doesn't mean like a hot foot mahava minisheha lila, paislo, lavaydus yain. Doesn't mean because, like we thought, that the avayda is going to pass with avaydus yain, like Reb Chiya. Not that. Ella, that you get the lila pass with avaydus, Ella Shema, lo yavzim yishkeena, only because we're worried is that the rabbonim think it's shush. What are you worried about? Maybe you won't go be mashkia it. And therefore it's going to come out that Gavuda Shachar is going to pass with Vavre Smachar, and you're not going to have it. You're not going to have the water. Right? Behind the Dlanach and Rabbi Yechad, at least the Psula. That's why he didn't use the word Psula. You bring it up to make you bring it up, make sure you're mishmashkiyit, because of a drabbanan the kachshash. But in the Iker din of it, he holds like Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. You can split. It's a bifurcated kiddush yadayim raglayim. Well, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, kiddush yadayim, but frankly, what do you mean? Well, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, kiddush yadayim, the trumas hadeshen. We had Rabbi Yehuda before. He says that if you're Mekadosh Kiddush Yadav Aragav for Trumas Hadeshen, when is Trumas Hadeshen? By Kreis HaGever, before Amud HaShachar. Ein Tzarek Mekadosh HaKvar Kadosh Mitchilas HaVayda. Now, again, if the whole thing is in Doraisa, we hear it. Bishleim of the Rava holds the Mukim Lalahi Karam Alasim Reb Shimon. No, like he's saying that you're going to be able to do it. Why? And you don't have to worry about the psul leaving. Okay, because he knows all think Rav Lazar Rav Shimon according to Rava. Hakarebi. Over here, if you're telling me that you're worried that it's going to become possible, unless you're mashkiyit, you're worried about maybe it's going to be, you're going to do it, and it's going to become possible leaving. Why? That according to Rebbe. So, Hakarebi, that would be all leaving the Rebbe. And Labayat, the Mukim Lakarebi. Kasha the Rebbe on the Rebbe. Maishna hasa the mashkale. Why over here? Says here mashkit, o maishna hacha. And by the case of Trumas Hadeshen, there you don't put the kiyer down. No mashkale. So do my yedachanami the misal kalei mahana mashkale. What do you do? Is yedachanami? What do? You pick it up and then you put it back down. You do. You are mashkiyin. What do? You'll do it for Trumas Hadeshen, so therefore what will you do? Pick it up out of the water.
Right.
Make Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim by Trumas Hadeshen. Put it back down. Then Chadabi. Yehachi l'machareinu mikadosh, abai yein tzarek l'kadosh. Okay, l'machareinu mikadosh, abai yein tzarek l'kadosh. So what do? You might touch my yin. You don't have to be mikadosh. That's what he means. What do you mean then? So you don't have to be mekadosh it for tomorrow? That means what? I know the Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda held that you don't have to do that. But Rav Chaim Bar Yosef did not hold like that. You can have a mitzvah shikua. Again, the machlokes that we have is only whether or not you have the mitzvah of putting it down there. The mitzvah shikua. Rabbeisim elohayu rahayinai samaloi shayimin is kailo. Ad sheshayimin kol eitz. It says that what?
Heard the noise.
They did hear, until they heard the noise of the pulley. The muchni. Making a lot of clamoring, making a lot of noise. Ad sheshayimin kol shel eitz. Also been cut muchni the kier. Behin I remember they would say, oh, take a look at that commotion. He gives kiddush yadayim raglayim in akir. Now, my love, that is salakley. So what do you see? What must be that they would pick it up? Alma mashkele. you see that they would put it back down. No, the Mashkelay. But it's going over there. So what happened? It was there without putting it down. I mean, since they didn't, what was that? That they picked it up. There was a lot of noise. But when they didn't put it down. Alma Mashkelay. No, the Mashkelay. They were talking over here that they did that. Either Mashkelay, maybe Shabakolay. Gemara held that they didn't. If you're going to say, if there be Mashkelay, did the sound take place? Yeah, Mashkelay the Gilgala. You mean Mashkelay, maybe Shabakolay. Yeah, they did it with the pulley. And therefore what? So did it make noise or didn't make noise? The Mashkelay. Either Mashkelay, maybe Shabakolay. Yeah, Mashkelay the Gilgala. McMurray thought that when they would lower it, maybe like with ropes. Not with the pulley. The pulley makes a lot of noise. They probably needed, sounds like a lot of oil that they needed. But all right. Huh?
WD-40, yeah.
I can't tell you.
It's oil.
WD-40. It's a B-40. Yeah. That's it. They didn't have that. The B-40 oil. But then what it says that they did it. And they had noise, Lishlachrina, Damashkalei, Mechumrasei. Or, they lowered it in a way, they did it with ropes. Maybe there was no one. They did lower it. But they lowered it in a way where there was not a lot of noise. Kehechede Lishlachrina, Kalei, Lishlachrina, Damashkalei, Mechumrasei. Kehechede Lishlachrina, Kalei. Vishmeinen, Vishame, Vilaisi. So great thing about Nachamo. So at least the Achreina the Mashkelay Mechumah say Kihechad the Lishtah Mekalei of the Leishmei Velaisi Mahagvini Kuz. What are you worried about? You want them to people to hear about it. I mean, you want them to hear a lot of noise. What they need it for? That somebody was the
right.
The work with Ecker. He went and he woke everybody up. What they have to make it such a commotion to make it so noisy. Some people got woken up by the Becker. Other people did not need the Becker. They didn't have, but they wanted two alarm clocks. One alarm clock was the Becker. The other one was the... All right, we're back.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.